Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
21st, 2012, as Daryl the Guru Johnson is trying to lock in on becoming the winner of Lucky Break. Apparently the topic that he had to tackle was the 49ers. Keep in mind, this is 2012, coming off a good season in 2011. Here are Guru's notes. 6 comeback wins last year. Dominant defense. Style of play. New receiver - spread field. Top 5 RB. Should have been in Super Bowl. Bitter taste. Harbaugh, real leader. Alex Sum. 13-3. Loyal fans. Helen Keller. Those are your Daryl the Guru notes from Lucky Break. Yeah. And I erroneously have
like
referred
surgery.
To them.
It really was.
Yeah, I'd previously referred to them being on a napkin. These are on a legitimate Office Max notebook, all caps. Those are your Daryl the Guru Johnson notes from 9.5
those
years ago,
tidbits,
guys.
Those were tidbits, Donnie. Those were tidbits. I jotted down.
Yes, Kyle.
You know what I respect about it, though, is I know Guru thinks about this stuff all the time. Like, I'm the same way. You just, it's constantly rattling around in your brain.
Right.
So he has the thought. He just needs that one sentence, one word reminder
go,
for like, hey,
preach.
I want to bring up this take.
Sure.
So just quick reminder, spread the field, new receiver, top 5 running back. So I get it. It's like a comedian with their little notepad where they just have, you know, one word to jog their memory. I love it.
However,
Helen Keller,
I would like to know, so who was this ostensible top 5 running back? Because that's the key. What we may find is that person that he was talking about never made it.
It was Gore.
Yeah, Frank Gore, yeah.
Okay. I think maybe.
What was the one
Anthony
about
Dixon.
Alex Sum?
It just says Alex Sum. Like,
S-O-M-E?
You know, yeah.
It was nerves.
And I could see some, you know, Guru saying, some people refer to Alex Smith as having no skill. Alex none. He's Alex Sum. That's 13-3.
I can't call it right now, Stanley.
What do you have about Harbaugh? He's such a leader.
Real leader. Harbaugh, real leader.
What a pandering guy. He pandered to win that contest.
I would.
He pandered.
I would love to see Steiny's notebook from that. Like, Harbaugh, Alex Smith,
Well, actually, it looks like I had a. Looks
top
like I
five,
had a,
10,
looks,
20.
Looks like, on March 12, 2012, I shot a 103 at Sky West.
I'll say this about, just real quick about Jim Harbaugh. I watched a playoff game where he was a Hail Mary away from Three Rivers from upsetting the Steelers, and he was on the Colts. And I honestly believe the guys playing the game, and I know Jimmy didn't play, but Dibs, the guys that have been in the trenches, they make good coaches, and Harbaugh's already proven that. And I think he's wasting himself with these young adults who he's giving lessons to them, but he's an NFL head coach. And if I were running a team, Steiny, he would be the first call I'd make, because dude is meant to be in the NFL. And you look at his track record in the NFL, he turned around the Niners. I'm just waiting. If I could have a magic wand and make things right in sports, I would ban the shift and I'd bring Jim Harbaugh back to the NFL. Because whatever team got him as a head coach, he would turn it around, Dibs. I really mean that.
First of all, he's not meant to be a pro coach. His head coaching stint was the outlier. Not the standard. He's a college coach. That's where he first made his hay. Here's the second thing about Harbaugh. Not that I want to really get into Harbaugh. I think the game's kind of passed him by a little bit. I do not think he's very. I mean, like I look at Kyle. Like if Jim. Here's what. Okay, bear with me. Yeah. If Jim Harbaugh were coaching this team, there is no chance. No chance they'd be as diverse offensively, creative offensively, and dare I say, as good offensively. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't disagree with that. Harbaugh loves to run the football, but the way Kyle Shanahan runs the football, to me, is next level. Watch a Michigan football game. It's pretty damn predictable. Yeah, it's run.
Man.
We have to throw it. I'm going to throw it because I feel like I have to, even though I never really recruit a quarterback who is good at throwing. It's going to be a check down. We hope we get some yak. If not, we have a good defense. That's Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
Okay, I hear both of you. My boss that came up, Mary Langley, with the rat on the table, always told me, Daryl, if you don't know the answer, know where to go get it. And my thing is, Harbaugh is not Kyle Shanahan. It would be one of those things that, what do I have personnel-wise, Steiny? What type of quarterback do I have? And what type of vision do I have my offense being? Okay, who does that? Who's available offensive coordinator-wise? His role would be the Gabe Kapler thing. He knows how to get players going and to have those conversations, I believe, and let the other coaches do what they do. A D coordinator, and he tells Dibs, this is what I want my defense to be. Okay, what coordinators out there that I've worked with? And that's why he was successful in San Francisco. He wasn't a dictator to the point to where he had to do it all like Kyle. I hate when people say the Niners offensive coordinator and I forget his. No, it's not. It's Kyle Shanahan. He's calling the plays. That's the OC. But I believe our guy Harbaugh would get the right people in the right positions to navigate and do the other things, Steiny, to where the team would be successful.
It's funny you say that, Goo, because it just made me think about this last game. You know, you talk about Shanahan as the glorified offensive coordinator where, you know, the Eagles are about to punt. The Eagles are about to try a field goal.
Okay.
And the ball is snapped, the kick is up, and it's blocked. And Shanahan has to snap his head up to see what's going on because he's already so deep in his play sheet. He's thinking about what they're going to run on first down. He looks up like, what the hell just happened? And he's like,
I saw it.
And then you see him, he's mouthing like, oh no, because he realizes the Eagles recovered it and they might run for the first down. And then he's like, oh cool, we got the ball back. And he goes back into the play sheet. I thought it was just a classic move from an offensive coordinator.
I thought he had something like, oh no.
Yeah. He assumed
like
the three.
Oh, duck. Yeah.
Yeah, he was assuming the three. What's going on?
I tried to give him the benefit. Yeah, Goody, he's thinking about his next play, and then it's, and he looks up
is
like,
is he going to get
what?
It? Yeah, he almost got it.
And then it's, oh, duck, you're right. oh my.
Yeah, I.
My oh my.
You're out on him. I get it, Steiny. The personal. You don't like the guy.
He wears out his welcome, and he's not worth the trouble he brings anymore. I mean, I don't think he's very creative.
Well, Michigan hasn't helped him. I say that he should have been gone or fired. I don't know what it didn't work.
But he's a head coach in the NFL, but he can't work at Michigan. I think you're answering your own question.
Well,
he's done.
It looks that way. Yeah.
I think that his style is only suited for college because he's much more of a rah-rah guy. We're going to hit him in the mouth. You know, we're going to go to North Dakota. We're going to Wisconsin. We're going to
Alaska. But it worked for the Niners, though, Dibs, before the – just real quick, it worked for the Niners.
It did. Until
– You can't take that from them. Yeah, we can't take that from them.
It worked for the 49ers for the length of one college class. Mm. 4 years.
Yeah, great point.
And in college, you cycle out and you don't have to deal with him after your 3 or 4 years or two if you come from a JUCO. In the NFL, you've got to be with that guy for a decade or 12 years. And I think Steiny's right. I think he's so abrasive that it just creates friction that doesn't need to be there.
It's an approach that is much more suited to young people. He loves the young people. And, you know, if you're 18 to 22, that rah-rah, I want to run through a wall for this guy, it works. If you're a 34-year-old, 11-year veteran, and Harbaugh comes in here and, you know, we're going to go out there and it's like, come on, dude. And, you know, Harbaugh knows better. And that's also why Mike Singletary didn't really work out. And famously, in his first game at halftime, he dropped his pants in the locker room to try to motivate a group of grown men. And, you know, the famous rant. Speaking of which, today is a huge rant-iversary. Maybe we can get into that on the other side. One of the all-time great rants is celebrating a birthday today. Oh. But the Mike Singletary rant was after his first game, you know, talking about Vernon Davis. You know, I'd rather go out there with 10 men than, you know, you can't win with them. Can't do it. I want winners. And that was a famous rant, but Singletary and his act, quote unquote, didn't work at the pro level either.
I got to tell you, not that Mike Singletary gives a rat's behind, but when I found out that he did that at halftime.
What'd you think?
I thought, oh, my God.
You're done? Did you feel bad
basically,
for him?
Basically, I was like, this guy's done. I mean, you've got to be kidding
Never
me.
Got a second chance either.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, who thinks that really is going to work?
Yeah. I'll say this about last thing about Harbaugh. Maybe this Michigan is his Philadelphia experiment to what Kapler went through there and what he learned to where if he came back, he might dial it back a little.
Now, here's why I would say no to that. And I'm just saying no. I'm not saying you're wrong. Kapler's open-minded. Jim Harbaugh's got a football helmet for a head. I mean, he's not open-minded, Jim Harbaugh. He's a my way or the highway guy. All right. All right, on the other side.
Just one quick postscript as I do my Bryant Gumbel. It reminds me of Thibodeau a little bit. Why doesn't Coach Thibodeau, why doesn't he last? Because he's that same hard-headed, you know, abrasive kind of guy.
Yeah, not a bad comparison. All right, Dibs is going to bring up a rantiversary. I like it on the other side. We've also got Lock of the Day. We've got the 40 coming up, and maybe we'll revisit something. I know what I wanted to bring up. You see that bet that the dude made that he had a chance to win on the 16-team parlay? I'll tell you how it ended up on the other side on 95.7.
I got body envy.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
All righty. Okay, they play the Browns. Bears, Browns this weekend. Justin Fields going to get his first start. Andy Dalton's not ready. So I just was looking over some newsy type stuff. Justin Fields is going to get a start. Not that it matters, but all four rookies drafted in the top 15 are starting. Trey Lance has not yet. But we knew that, and we knew that, right? We knew that.
Yeah, and in addition, there's another rookie quarterback who has leaped over Trey Lance. Guy by the name of Davis Mills out of Stanford, Goo. He will start for the Houston Texans. Deshaun Watson, baggage, as the French would say, preventing him from being able to be elevated. Davis Mills will start for the Texans, so another quarterback starting before Trey Lance does.
I forget who they play, but I might have to put the chicken on who they play, not hating on Stanford's own. I'll say this about Deshaun.
They play the Texans tomorrow. The Texans play the Panthers.
Inter-squad
game. Carolina. Yeah, getting off to – hey, I'll say this. I'm rooting for Deshaun Watson. I really am, and I'm hoping he's innocent of all these things. But I will say this. How is he not on the NFL's version of what Trevor Bauer was on? Was that the exempt list? How was he even – like, if somebody wanted to trade for him, they could. I'm not hating on Deshaun. I just don't understand it, Steiny. So, technically, he could be playing.
Well, I don't think so. I think, like, I listen, I may be wrong, but it feels like what the NFL does is a guy like Watson, he's not playing right now. I think if the minute something happens with him, then they'll, like, suspend him or something like that. I think that's possible. But I don't know how that's going to play out. I'm trying to think. Wasn't there another one? Oh, was it Antonio Brown? I believe the minute he got traded to the Buccaneers, then he got suspended for like 8 games or something. I might be wrong on the particulars, but that's kind of the way I remember it.
Might be time for another reach out to Amy Dash as we discuss the jurisprudence of sports and our Odyssey.com legal expert Amy Dash, who is so good at conquering these the legal machinations of pro athletes and their ability to play.
What do you say we do our lock of the day? Lock of the day.
Lock. It's time for Guru's lock of the day.
Lock.
Oh, for Jim Steiner.
That is whack, damn it.
He's as cold as dibs.
Nice job, Goo. Oh, boy. Yeah. Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Looking for sports betting content? The BetQL Network is now available on all of your devices and at BetQLnetwork.com. This is wagertainment with content that keeps both casual and hardcore bettors engaged. Get sports betting tips from the biggest names in the industry. The BetQL Network is streaming now on Odyssey. Steiny had the lock last night.
Yes, sir.
He had the Giants minus -1.5 runs. Yeah, no, sir, actually.
None. I thought I had the Giants.
And instead, it's a ground ball off a belt. They get the out there. The throw to first. Double play.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Mm.
Rodgers got over there to cover the bag, and the ball game is over.
Yeah, it sure is. 6-5 is the final. The Giants knock off the Padres. And shout out to anybody who got the Giants minus -105 on the live line in the eighth inning when it was tied. So, Steiny, you said that you were taking the Giants.
Yeah, yes,
and
I did.
You said,
baby,
and you said money line, run line, whatever. And Dibs said, so you want the runs. And you went, yeah, give me the runs.
It's because he said, the Giants are going to win 7-2. He said, in typical unprepared fashion, he said, give me the Giants, run line, money line, whatever. They're going to win 7-2. And I said, 7-2, you want the run line then because you want them to win by 1.5. And, you know, and I said, what's the price? And Guru said, it's not out yet because of TBD for SD. And so,
Boy, it sounds like. Sounds like this may have been off the board before it ever went.
It sounds like you approached it sloppily and you got burned. And you know, you and I, when it comes to lock of the day, we stink.
But he said the Giants were going to win, though. That's why he said the Giants are going to win
7-2.
No.
He said they were going to cover the run line. And it could have been Blake Snell or Jake Arrieta or Jake Peavy pitching for the Padres, and Steiny would have said it's 7-2.
Arrieta is on the injured list, by the way. Just
and
FYI.
Jake Peavy hasn't pitched in 10 years, but
and it could have been Jake from State Farm, and you still would have said 7-2. Nice. Bottom line, actually, make a pick and stand behind it.
I actually think that Jake from State Farm is kind of a clever commercial. Well, you know what? Every day, every day at 125, my computer Zoom goes out. The heck's going on? And I'm saying he stinks.
You're frozen right now.
Yeah. I know, and I'm.
Yeah, you're frozen. So let it go. The pick is Guru's.
Okay. Yeah, the pick is in. Back to me. Yeah, the pick is in.
Elsa.
This is easy. This is easy. Kazmir going for the Giants. 6.43 ERA against Velasquez from the Padres. 6.68 ERA, 3-7. So take it -10 over 9.5. There will be 10 runs scored in this ball game.
That's how you make a pick, Steiny. Rationale, reasoning, you give the line, you make the pick. So Goo going over 9.5 It was an up pick, Kyle.
Oh,
but,
nice. I'm giving you three, not that you would know.
I'll take it. Kyle gets four for his frozen let it go. I like that, Goo. Two bad starters. And the Padres' offense.
Watch it be 2-1, Diaz.
Well, the Padres' offense has not been the problem. I can see the Giants falling behind 6-2 through 5, and then here they come. Late night Lamont does something in the ninth. That's Giants great. Win it 7-6. I like the over.
I know we're doing the pod after the show, guys, but I'll be listening to DRK when we're done. I'm honestly waiting on Bruce Bochy's answer because I'm sure that's going to come up if he's coming back. But here I go on what I deem, you know, guys like that, Jedis, can change the clubhouse dynamic. And, Steiny, I really think he could get this talented Padre team going in the right direction. No reason they're this far out of the aus before the last day of the season.
Shout out Jedis.
Yeah, there. I was like,
Anakin Skywalker, dark side.
Star Wars. Hey, I want to bring Kyle into this real quick because I'm looking at some of this 49ers news, and it's very, very interesting. According to our very own Cam Inman, Kyle, Frank Gore someday may get a chance to return to the 49ers, but it's not happening yet. Kyle Shanahan was asked about signing Frank Gore, and he said, I would never put anything past Frank. If we probably give him a little heads up and some notice, he'd always be ready to help the team. I thought it was a little early for that. Hey, where there's smoke, there's fire. Frank Gore in a 49er uniform again. Yeah, give me the sound. Let Kyle hear it.
I would never put anything past Frank. Probably give him a little heads up and some notice. He'll always be ready to where he could help a team. Thought it was a little early for that. You know, our guys still have a chance of playing this week. So we looked at it as an opportunity with not having 53 on our roster, try to steal someone off someone else's practice squad, which we did, and then try to add a practice squad guy, which we did with Chris. So we never fully ruled that out. I don't know exactly where he is right now, but we've got a number of people in here. We've got a relationship with them. And if that time ever comes that we need to do that and he wants to do it, then we'll never rule it out.
Kyle. Kyle Madsen, this has been his pet peeve this week, the Frank Gore talk. He has confided in me, and I have shattered that confidence. He's confided in me and said, you know what, I'm getting sick of all this talk about why aren't the 49ers signing Frank Gore.
I'm going to text you later to let you know that was off the record. He said we would never rule it out, which fine, but he would also never rule out signing Kyle Madsen. Because you never know. He said if there's ever a time we need to do it, okay, if Duke Johnson and Kerryon Johnson and Chris Thompson and TJ Yeldon and Lamar Miller, thank you, Gu, I was definitely going to forget him. that's all those guys. Plus, they signed Jaquez Patrick from the Bengals practice squad.
Jaquez.
Don't forget the toy cannon.
Jaquez, okay.
They signed the toy cannon. Got the last name of Cannon, right?
What Kyle Shanahan is telling you is it's Trenton Cannon, and that was my pun from last week. Don't be a pun stealer.
Yeah.
What Kyle's telling you is that they would not rule out Frank Gore, but what they did first and foremost is they took a player off another team's practice squad, which tells you that player's been playing, that player's been ready, and they added one to their own practice squad, which gives you additional depth. And what I heard him say was, look, guys, if we lose three more running backs between now and the bye week, we're calling Frank Gore and seeing if he can get ready. And he also said, I don't know what he's doing right now. Well, that tells you that Frank Gore, he hasn't released any videos of him working out, running a 4.5 40. So Frank Gore would need some time to get ramped up.
You were going to say 5.4, which is probably right. Go ahead, Gu.
Well, I'll tell you what he's doing. He just told Ian Rappaport that he's training for boxing and football. He said, I fell in love with both, and right now I'm trying to get in the ring and make a fight happen. If we do that, you'll see me in the ring. I always love a challenge, so I keep loving what I'm doing, and I saw myself getting better, and I think I'm ready for the ring. So at his age, if you think you can box, you damn sure can get tackled.
There's also a PR element of this from Kyle Shanahan,
huge.
Who knows how well-liked Frank Gore is. They've effectively retired 21 already. Can you imagine the conversation we would have if that soundbite said, Frank Gore? That guy? Hit the pike! We're never signing Frank Gore! I'd sign Matt Maiocco before I signed Frank Gore! If he said that, like, the whole fan base turns on Kyle Shanahan, where he has built up a ton of equity.
Wow. And you know what? And let me translate, we would never rule it out. It means we've ruled it out. That's what it means.
But we know he's beloved, so exactly. We can't rule it out.
Exactly.
By the way, Chad Johnson, another former football player who's boxed, and the pride of, and I want to get this right, Union City, Nate Robinson, also has boxed. So maybe Frank goes up against Ocho Cinco or Nate Rob from the Yoon.
You taking Frank Gore or Jake Paul, Gil?
I'm taking Frankie. I'm taking Frankie.
What about Frank Gore or 49er Frankie?
I'll take 49er Frankie. Short, but packs with punch, Dibs. You got to be careful.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Dibs, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. What rantiversary do we have today?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Steiny, because it's been 14 years since one of the great rants of all time.
Can we guess?
Took place.
Yeah, can we guess?
You can, but if we were to do a Mount Rantmore, a Mount Rushmore of rants, this one would certainly be among those on the short list. And I'll tell you that it's been 14 years since this rant happened. And after you guys guess, I'll give you some background on it and we'll play the clip. Which one do you think we're talking about, Goo?
I got to guess. It's not my favorite one because my favorite one is Hal McCray, who reminded me of my dad when I brought a bad report card home. That's my all-time rant. But I'm going to say the late, great Denny Green.
That's a definite candidate on Mount Rantmore.
We're
going to crown him and crown their ass.
Yeah, I that's where I was going, too. Of course, I've thought about Jim Mora.
Playoffs,
but that would have been, he wouldn't have said that 2 weeks into the season, although maybe he would have.
I don't know.
So I think Denny Green, they were playing the
Bears. Monday Night Football.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Devin Hester.
Yeah. Both incorrect, both great answers. This one is a college football rant that turned 14 years ago today.
Where are we at in society today? Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40! I'm not a kid! Write something about me. Or our coaches. Write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared? That ain't true!
Gundy. Coach Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, September 22nd, 2007. The famous, come after me, I'm a man, I'm 40. And it's funny, guys, because I just went back and I'm looking at a story from ESPN that looks at it from Bobby Reed's standpoint, because he's talking about Bobby Reed, his quarterback. He recruited Bobby Reed when he was the QB coach. When he took over the head job, he had Bobby Reed in and out of the starting job. And the word inside the locker room was that Bobby Reed was, quote, soft. And that was, you know, Bobby Reed. Gundy kind of jacked him around, quite frankly. He played him. He took him out. Reed was hurt. And Reed's mom was very much a part of the fabric of the team. You know, when Bobby would have a bad game or bad times, like all of us, he would go and talk to his mom. Well, everything boiled to a head when a reporter wrote a story and basically broke the news that Bobby Reed was, quote, soft. And so this all boiled to a head after a game that Oklahoma State won, by the way, and Bobby Reed didn't play, and Gundy had just seen the article, and he was all hopped up on Red Bull, testosterone, and emotion, and that's when he unleashed that tirade. He had just gotten the article, and he skimmed it, and that's where he was directing this rant at the female reporter who wrote the story, basically saying, you know, the coaches think Bobby Reed is soft.
That ain't true!
Actually, it was true. It was clearly true. And I've seen this a million times where you don't give anybody something off the record, but, or you don't put say anything on the record, but they're leaving and you go, a little soft.
3/4 of this is inaccurate.
Well, okay. Let me tell you the fourth that was accurate. You think he was soft. You thought he was soft, didn't you, Jeff? I'm not Van Gundy.
Does that quote work if he says, I'm a man,
Mike
I'm 30.
Gundy. Mike
does,
Gundy.
Does that still work, Divs? I'm a man,
no,
I'm 30.
It really doesn't.
The 40.
Yeah, and part of it is just, you know, kind of a confluence of events because the reporter who wrote the story actually hadn't gone. Jenny Carlson was her name, a columnist from the Oklahoman, and she wrote that Reed was benched for being soft and not playing through injuries and for being coddled by his mom. Mama. And to prove her point, Carlson wrote that Reed's mom had fed her son chicken after the Troy game. Well, the reporter didn't go to the Troy game, and Reed's mom actually got chicken for herself but didn't feed chicken to her son, Bobby Reed. It was one of those times where a reporter took liberties that she probably shouldn't have, not having gone to the game, and the coach got the story at a time where he was already hopped up and he was charged up, and he didn't really choose his words carefully. And that rant, by the way, would go on to be a commercial, and it's become part of the American sports landscape. And you feel for Bobby Reed, the quarterback who, and he says in this ESPN piece, lapsed into depression, and it basically ruined his football career because he became the guy who was associated with this rant.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll tell you what. Man. And let me throw down a challenge to our boss, Matt Nahegan, who thinks he can get anybody.
Look.
Let me tell you something. You get Jenny Carlson and Bobby Reed,
win.
We'll put them on the air.
Wow. That ain't true.
Look. You want me
to
get Gundy?
The tone was the greatest, Kyle.
I'll get you Gundy in 4 minutes. I'll get all Gundys. Van Gundys. Both. I'll get Mike Gundy.
Shout out Martinez.
I'll get Jonathan Gunderson, who's a local runner who ran in Death Valley. I'll get you Gundy.
Can you get the Gunderson from the Fargo movie? Gunderson, I think it was. No, not
Done.
Ned.
Jonathan Gunderson, who lives in West Marin. I'll get him. Done.
Wow. Nice.
All Gundy. This is inaccurate.
I'll change the station to K-Gun.
You know, I tell you what, he said three-fourths of that story was inaccurate. I'm thinking, that's a good story for me. I was hot. Oh, I was hot on that one. I got one out of four facts straight in that one in your face.
I'll even get you Gumby. You ask me for Pokey, and I'm out.
I'm out. Wow. You talk about Pokey, I'm out. In this story, Steiny, it says that the next game Oklahoma State is playing, the fans are chanting, I'm a man, I'm 40, I'm a man, I'm 40. And the poor QB didn't have earplugs, and he lapsed into depression, and he mentions in the story he had to cry himself to sleep and all that. So, I mean, behind every fun rant lies a victim.
Well, I'll tell you what stuck out to me. I can't believe that was 14 years ago.
It's scary.
I would have guessed it was about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, 14 years, Tempest Fugit. I mean, boy.
That ain't true.
Three-fourths of this show is a lie.
Right.
Three-fourths of this is inaccurate.
But the other fourth is a hell of a story. Yeah. You got to admit.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So 14 years ago, Steiny, as we look back at a rantiversary, Mike Gundy, who I'm being told is still a man, even though he's now 54.
It's a great rant because we have five drops from it. And one of them, it wasn't in that clip because I had to cut a lot of it, but it's this one. Oh, just so
that's
good.
Part of it?
Part
oh, wow.
Of it.
That's
yeah.
been the most.
Wait, what?
He's telling the reporter that he hopes that someday she has a kid and he comes home sad because someone tells him, makes fun of him because he drops a pass in a pickup football game or someone tells him that he's
fat.
Wow.
Wow. How long is the whole rant?
3 minutes and 14 seconds.
That is great stuff, man.
Can we do all three? These are great when we can do
two. My.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
If not, we will put it out on social. Follow us at Steiny Guru Dibs, and you can regale yourself with 194 seconds of a 40-year-old man browbeating a female reporter who I don't think she meant anything malicious. She's just trying to do her job.
But you're right. She wasn't in the room, was she?
For the rant, I'm not sure. I don't know if she was in the room for that.
Yeah, but. Three-fourths of this is inaccurate.
We'll ask her when we get her on.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, I never went through this San Francisco 49ers injury report from today. Not really a report, but just some updates. 49ers have signed running back Chris Thompson and defensive lineman Eddie Yarbrough to their practice squad. Tight end Jordan Matthews has been released. Wow. Elijah Mitchell not practicing. Trey Sermon limited. So that's good news right there. Trey Sermon limited. I think we thought that that concussion was looking real bad. Emmanuel Mosley and Kinlaw also limited, with the hope being, I think the expectations, Mosley's going to play this upcoming week against the Packers. So they'll get one of their defensive backs back, which is an area that they can use some help in. So Packers, 49ers. It's a 5-20 game, but I guess if it's a 5-20 game, it's a 5-20 game. I'd much rather have the 1 o'clock start. I love the 1 o'clock start, but boy, this is going to – this might make Monday just a little – well, you know what I mean, Dibs. You know what I mean, right?
Quit crying is what what my response is going to be. The wow. Sunday night game is absolutely – the best game, especially, you know, for those of us who will be out there at Levi's Stadium and not doing mornings anymore. I've grown to love the Sunday night game. When I was doing morning radio for 20 years, yeah, that Sunday night game was filled with sadness and remorse. You get to the third quarter and it's ba 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 da ba 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 Michaels and Collinsworth and company, and you love it. You look at the clock at 7:15. It's like, I got to get to bed. I got to get up at 3:42. Shout out Bonte and Butcher and Stephen Langford, who's on the air for crying out loud at 5 a.m. They know what I'm talking about. It's brutal, but doing middays, Sunday night game, I'm all in.
Well, actually, this Sunday, I'll be doing it with Shamari filling in for Butch and Shasky. So it'll be us on the post game because I guess they got to get their beauty sleep. So turn on the dial, call in, tell us what you saw on your way home.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, they call it a C&D team, but it's good. I have fun. You know, right after the game, starting your phone, you know.
I hear you. I hear you.
888-957.
But that does mean we'll be watching football at 8:45 probably on a Sunday. And it's a
I'll say this. Can I add that 2 weeks of betting on NFL, it's been a trap. Do we got that drop? Because I honestly think the Niners are going to just beat the crap out of Green Bay. But I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers needs the Niners more than the Niners need this win, being that they're 2-0. They got some injuries, no excuses. But, Steiny, if he bounces back, Aaron Rodgers, he'd middle finger the whole world. Oh, y'all counted me out after one damn game against the Saints. So we'll see. They just look soft. S-O-F-T.
I'm with you, Goo. I am with you on that one. You couldn't get me to bet on the Packers this upcoming week. All right, since we tantalized and we teased, let's take a listen to the whole Mike Gundy rant from 14 years ago today. Enjoy.
If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I'm talking about this article. Three-fourths of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with athletics tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child and has never had a child that's had their heart broken and come home upset and had to deal with the child when he is upset and kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how it feels, but you obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. but you haven't had that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me or our coaches. Don't write about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared. That ain't true. And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer, that's not true. So get your facts straight. And I hope someday you have a child and somebody downgrades them and belittles them and you have to look them in the eye and say, you know what? It's okay. They're supposed to be mature adults, but they're really not. Who's the kid here? Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
That is a classic. It's four quarters of full court pressure right there. He just didn't let up.
The fluctuations in the voices in his voice, Dibs.
I mean, Dibs, you know what's interesting is from that rant, there are some good conversations to be had. And one is, what do you owe a college athlete versus a pro athlete? Do you owe a college athlete more kid gloves than a pro athlete?
Yes, I think so, and pun intended. But I don't think that in this case, and by the way, the reporter in question, Jenny Carlson, is now 22 years and counting at the Oklahoman. And she's pretty well appointed, you know, covering the Thunder and covering college sports. She's still doing her thing in Oklahoma. So it's not like it was a fly-by-night, drive-by piece. But I do think you owe college athletes a little bit more. And I think your expression of kid gloves is appropriate. I didn't read the article in question, but, you know, this was a situation where the coaches themselves were putting out the sentiment that the player was, quote, soft. This is not anything that she created. So for him to blame, you know, the author of the piece for creating the narrative is false, totally false.
Yeah, he went after the he went after the editor with the G word, the garbage. That was, it was kind of like a dad. He sounded like a dad, Steiny, and because he was so close to the situation, or maybe even knew it was true, he went in. But that was too funny for me, man. The voice fluctuations and the, you know, and then you don't have a kid, you know. That's always when you go, you ain't a parent, you know. He's coming out swinging, but man, that is a classic.
That ain't true.
I also think, you know, there's, first of all, he's not telling the truth when he goes, come after me, I'm a man, because most coaches, they are very sensitive to when you go after them. So it's not like, I'll take all the criticism you want without ever firing back because I deserve, no, not in that conference, not that coach.
Right, and I wonder if he would have been so aggressive had it been a male reporter.
Good question.
And, you know, somebody who, you know, Jenny Carlson started there in 99, and so this was, you know, 14 years ago. She's, you know, 7 or 8 years in, young female columnist, as opposed to a grizzled male veteran. I wonder if he doesn't have a different tone in his rebuking of the piece. And that I think is an underrated part of all this.
I think you're right. And it did sound like, Dibs, so The story came out on a Saturday morning, probably.
Yeah.
They played Saturday afternoon. He never read it before. Then he got handed it after. I do have to, and he, like, if you heard his words, I think he must have been like, who wrote, Jenny? Okay. Like, I do think he was aware that it was a woman, even though he said he hadn't read the whole article, which I believe, But you got to look at who the byline is because he knows all these people
right.
who write for that paper.
And if it was, and I'm just going to use Dan Jenkins as the great golf writer, a 50-plus year veteran, rest in peace, if it was somebody like Art Spander, somebody right. of that ilk, somebody with real gravitas, you're not going to take the same approach. But you see the byline, and it's somebody you've never heard of, and he quickly scans it, and you don't really read it and look for context, and then you just go off. By the way, after a win, 49-45, and it was amid a quarterback controversy. And so to me, he was just overreacting to defend the player that he was the one. He was the one responsible for that player being in this position wow. to begin with. It was a total deflection.
You know what, Dibs? And I right. think that's at the crux of it. Deep down, he knew
yep.
that his staff, maybe it was him, or one of, you know, there's a lot of guys in a coaching staff. Somebody shared that information with Jenny Carlson that, you know what?
And that's why you got his reaction, Stein.
He's just a little soft.
Yeah.
And he knew that she didn't come up with it out of thin air. Because that's more preposterous than it being not true.
Yeah,
that's great.
That she made it up. She did not make it up.
You're right. And that's where, you know, a lot of times you're most vehement in defending something as untrue when it in fact is 100% true, not 3/4 inaccurate.
I've been there.
But totally. We all have, Goo. Yep. It's like, yep. you know, you deny something so vehemently when in fact that's probably the case, you know?
Yeah. All right. A lot of fun today, guys. Yep. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Damon Ratto and Kolsky coming up next, and they got a big boy show. Bruce Bochy's coming on at 3 o'clock with Damon Ratto and Kolsky. And then Debo Samuel, 4:45. Debo Samuel. Bochy and Debo Samuel. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.